Blog Talk Radio.
High Love Radio Show, and I'm your host. This week's discussion is basically this. Do you know the difference between your calling and your gift? Do you know the difference between your calling and your gift? You know, the biggest thing I think that we're dealing with right now as by a crisis that people don't know, really, people are just aren't in tune enough to notice, okay, this is what's going on, this is what's going on in my life, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but people are not sure. It's like people are not sure what they're supposed to be doing. It seems like people are not sure that getting the gifts mixed up with their calling, you know. So the biggest thing that I want to know from you guys is basically this: what's going on with you and your life? And do you know the difference between your gifts and your calling? Because I can personally say, you know. I've been called to sing, and singing is something that I love to do. It's something that is a gift. It's a blessing. It's a gift. Now, what happens is that people get it mixed up. You know, you can be called to do something. You can have a gift like singing, but I've been called to preach what God told me to do. He told me he wanted me to preach. And, of course, you know, people would like to say, oh, well, you can preach. You can actually preach through your music. But, you know, I know what God's called me to do. You know, so my calling personally is indeed to preach. Now, what happens is that, you know, people who know me and understand that I love to sing, understand music, understand me as an artist, you know, it's a totally different thing. You know, so the biggest thing that I want to know from you guys is basically the fact of, for yourself, how do you view that? How do you view the whole ramification thing of your gift versus your calling? You know, so I think that's the biggest thing for me that I want to know from you guys. And the number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. And so as my number and everything is basically coming up, because everything is off right now for a minute. While everything is coming up, I want to know from you guys is what you think about that. What do you think about that? How do you feel about that? And because the biggest thing for me is the fact that we understand why we're going through what we're going through and that we understand all of these different things that are going on. You know, so I really want to know from you guys what it really is. So definitely call in 646-595-4311. I want to hear your take on this, you know, and I just want to say, before we get into this show, I just want to say thank you so much for your inspirational messages that you guys have been sending me on Facebook, on MySpace, and on my official website, G-Wright Online. And my email address for you guys is gwrightonline@yahoo.com. So you can send me some information there, and we'll get things started right now with a little bit of a friend of mine by the name of Vincent Walker and Testimonies of Joy. This is He Lives. You're listening to the Heart of feel free, call in 646-595-4311, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Many of us, we have gifts. We have things that come naturally toward us, for us. There are things that we were just put into us some of us who were born into musical families have some kind of art that's on the inside of us, something that we love to do. Some of us can draw naturally. Some of us can dance naturally. Some of us can sing naturally. Now, just because you sing does not mean that that's what you're supposed to do as a profession for your life, unless that's the calling that God has placed on your life. Whatever that calling is, or purpose, I look at calling as a purpose. What is your purpose? You can touch people through music. You can touch people through the arts. Touch people through poetry, through writing, things like that. But your calling, your main purpose, might be something totally different. It might be something that's outside of your comfort zone, something that does not come naturally. So that's something I wanted to know from you guys. Do you know the difference between your calling and your gifts? Because, you know, gifts will come without repentance. You have it on the inside of you because that's what God has placed on the inside of you. But it is just a little different, you know, from your calling. Your calling, I look at your calling as the big umbrella that your gifts come underneath. You know, and your gifts will make room for you. And the reason why I say, you know, understand your calling, your gifts, just because you're able to do something does not mean that's what you're supposed to do. And that's what God ultimately wants you to do. That's the big picture. I think our gifts and things like that, we have some little things under the big umbrella. You might be able to dance. You might be able to sing. But your calling might be to bless people through your culinary skills. It might be something to be able to cook and cook for the body of Christ. You know, cook for those who don't have, who aren't able to buy their own food, who aren't able to support themselves. It might be something totally different. It might be finances. It might be your calling. Your gift might be the dance. You know, so it's just a whole bunch of things. I just wanted to know from you guys what you guys thought. So don't hesitate to call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. We can go right now to a song that I like, and this is Say So by Kendall King.
Say so.
guys enjoyed that. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I am your host, G. Wright, coming to you. And today's topic for this week is basically, do you know the difference between your calling and your gifts? You know, and I think the biggest thing is this, you know, gifts are things that come naturally to us. Gifts are things that God has blessed us with. Like I was saying earlier, some people can dance naturally. Some people can sing naturally. Some people can write naturally. Some people can, others have their own unique way of doing something, and that's their gift. But God's calling that he has on your life can be something totally different. It can be something totally different, something that does not come naturally to you or for you. You know, someone could be able to draw, but they might have a passion to do something else. So their calling becomes bigger. I look at the calling as the big picture. What's the big picture? You know, and the gifts come underneath those pictures, underneath that big umbrella. That's where I look at it. Let's take this, for instance. Smokey Norfolk is an amazing and anointed man of God, artist, vocalist, musician, since he's a writer as well, but his calling is to preach and to pastor. So that's what he's doing. You know, you could say, look at him and say, hey, you can sing. Why don't you just stick with singing? But he knows his calling. He knows what the ultimate thing that God wants him to do in his life, to give God the glory, and that's to pastor and to preach. So that's what he's doing. So there's so many different things that come underneath that. And I think sometimes if we do not know what our calling is, we can become lost in our gifting. You know, the call that God might have in our lives as individuals might be something that we might not sometimes want to do. It doesn't matter what we can do, but sometimes it's more than anything else, it's something that doesn't come as natural for us. You know, the thing about it is this, you guys, no matter what we're facing, experiencing, no matter what it is that we're going through, you know, if you are in need of help, if you're in need of direction, you know, I just want to encourage you right now to just pray. Just pray. God will give you the direction that you need in your life. With that, we can go to this song, Just Pray. This is one of the cuts from my CD. That's entitled All Things Are Possible. Sit back and relax.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray.
Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray.
Please pray.
Please pray. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you.
Just pray.
For our nation.
Just pray.
For
Enjoyed that. That was a new guy, and his name is Drew Davidson. And I tell you, I went to an event that I actually was a part of. And let me tell you this, it was just off the chain. You know, he's just phenomenal. And that was called Vision Quest, aka Be Thou My Vision. Drew Davidson, guitarist. I'm just telling you. Very anointed and he's awesome. an awesome person, a great CD, so definitely check him out. You know, I just wanted to encourage you guys that if you're going through something right now, I just want to encourage you to keep the faith, keep your eyes on God, and know, as Pajama say, it's all about you. Check this out.
Somebody make some noise!
Thank you.
Live now is G Wright in the Heart of Love radio show. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. That was Eureka A. Wright. Excuse me. That's a name I should not get mixed up. That's my cousin, and her CD is hot. So you guys can definitely I'll make sure you stay tuned because I'll be presenting some of her music and hopefully have an interview with her soon. But that's definitely an album, guys, that you guys do not want to miss. And that's Eureka A. Wright, and that is You Can Come Back Home. You know, so not the reason why I played that particular song is because I wanted you guys just to understand that no matter what it is that you're going through, that you can come back home. No matter what you're going through, no matter what situations are happening in your life, you can come back home. So this song bless your heart and touch your heart as well. You know, today's discussion, which will probably more than likely continue on Thursday from 6 to 7, is do you know the difference between your calling and your gifts? You know, I think gifts are things that we're born with. And what happens is God wants us to use those gifts. And those gifts assist us in the calling that he has called us, you know, to the calling he's called upon us, upon our lives. That's the way I look at it. I look at it as a sense that our calling is a little mixture of everything. It's a little mixture of everything. You know, that's at least that's the way I look at it. You know, I don't know where you look at it, but I personally look at it that our calling is the main purpose that God has given us in our lives. because I look at different things like this. You have people who might have loved to play music. And now, mind you, some people's calling might be their music. Their music ministry might be their actual calling. Yeah, some people whose callings are more so to inspire other people to be a trendsetter, to really, really go out there and really touch people's hearts and people's lives through their gifts and their talents. But the biggest thing is if you know your purpose, and I think it goes with having a relationship with God and saying, you know what, I know what my purpose is. Personally, I feel if you know what your purpose is, then you should be okay if you know what your purpose is. But if you don't know what your purpose is, it's going to be kind of hard to understand everything else that goes along with that. Because if you don't know what your purpose is, then your focus is not going to be in the right place. You're not going to be in the right place. You're not going to understand what you need to be doing. You're not going to understand where you need to be going. You're not going to understand what's your main purpose. And I believe that we're in such a critical time where we have to know our purpose, where we have to know our calling. You know, and I'm going to just say this. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine earlier today, and we're basically just saying that we don't feel that recession has really touched the church. Because I see people are being blessed. I don't know about you, but I've seen people who are going through and struggling, but at the same time, I've seen people who are really being blessed, being promoted. People are being promoted on their jobs. People are being promoted in every aspect of their lives. So that whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, as far as recession and things like that, people are getting their focus. It's like people are praying and saying, you know, okay, even people who don't believe in God are saying, God, how? What do I need to do? Please show me and point me in the right direction. You know, so I see it happening. I see it happening with people. I see people are getting to a point where they're just saying, you know, God, I need a touch from you. I need you to show me what it is I need to do, where it is I need to go. Help me because I'm in need of help right now. So during this time, what's going on and happening is that people whose focus has not really been there are beginning to say, okay, well, what can I do? What can I do now? How am I able to make money now? Some people realize that they have a gift. Some people are realizing that they have a gift to sell. Some people are realizing that, hey, they have the gift to cook. So let me get my license in cooking. Let me go back to cooking school. Let me go and do this. Their gift might be to cook, but their calling might be to create a restaurant or something that will have people get people's attention and really bless the community. So that's one way of looking at it. You know, as children of God, God has not forsaken us. He said he would never leave us or forsaken us. And as we've just finished celebrating this Easter season, you know, I just want to also encourage you guys in the sense of the fact that we serve a God who raised his son, Jesus, in 3 days. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He walked amongst us. Yet, you know, he was God, but yet he took on the form of a man to redeem us and to bring us closer to him. You know, this is the time, you guys, if you guys don't know what you need to be doing, if you understand what your calling is, pray about it. Pray about it. Pray that God will show you the direction that he has for you and your life. Pray for that direction. Then believe that God is going to do what he said he would do in your life, because God will do it. God can do it if you're willing, if you are willing to do things that you need to do. God will definitely bless you, and God will definitely keep you, and God will definitely show you, because so many people are wanting direction. So many people are wanting to know, okay, God, what do I need to do to get saved? What do I need to say? Which way do I need to go? How do I get to this place? How do I get to the place of knowing what I'm supposed to do? You know, the biggest thing for all of us, like I said earlier today, in today's program, about prayer. Let me tell you guys, prayer changed things. You know, prayer changes things. And when you pray, guys, and you really, really, really are believing that God will really, really touch your life, God will do that. And when you take the time to pray, God will come through and God will show you the things that you have need of in this season. So calling and knowing your gifts. Because the gifts, the thing about the gifts make room for you to do what it is that you need to do. If you're a singer and you know God has called you to preach, you know, get into a college, get into a seminary, get somewhere where you can study. Get, you know, everything is a process. Everything takes time. Everything is a process. And go ahead and do what you got to do, and go ahead and believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do for you in your life. And just go ahead and do it. You got to believe that God will do that thing, because God said that he would do that thing for you in your life. If you're in need right now, God will bless you. If you're in need of a touch right now, God will bless you. If you're in need of direction, God will give it to you. But even in your waiting, you got to be still, and you got to know that God will show you. But you got to be willing to take it. You got to be willing to listen. You got to be willing to do. So I want you to take a second, this few seconds, and not even just a few seconds on the show, but even after the show. Write down your gifts. Write down things that come naturally for you. Write down the things that come naturally for you, things you love to do. And then that's on one side. Then on the other side, write those things that you feel like you would like to do with your life, those things that you would like to do, those places you would like to go. What would you like to do in your life? And then what I want you to do is this. You know, pray about it. And some of you have desires, like to cater, become a caterer. Some of you have desires to do other things. But what I'm telling you to do is to go ahead and do that thing. And then watch and see what God does in your life. This is a season for change. This is a season, if you are lost, for you to find your way. This is the season. And the question of, do you know the difference between your calling and your gifts, or your gift and your gifts, it is so important. It is something, guys, that I just have to tell you is so important. It's so important that we know as people what we're supposed to be doing. Because if we know what we're supposed to be doing, if we know our calling, we can be in a place where we need to be. We can make the decisions that need to be made. We can do the things that need to be done. But if we don't know our calling, if we don't know what we're supposed to do, if we don't know how we're supposed to do it, then we'll be lost. There are people out there right now who might have been in corporate America, but your calling might have been to do something else. You know, your calling might have been something And what's happening is this. During this time, people are learning that they have gifts that they never really paid attention to. People are realizing that they have ways of touching people that they never thought that they could do. People are having so many different, they're discovering themselves. So people during this time, people are discovering themselves. People are discovering that they have talents that they didn't know or that they really didn't think that much about. But guess what? These talents are making a way for them financially during this time. These talents are kind of helping to lead them in the direction where they need to be. Your gifts are not just for yourself. Your gifts are to help your fellow brother. Your gifts are to touch other people's lives. Some of you out there who are listening right now, you have the gift of discernment. You can listen to what your friends are saying, and you understand, and you see what they don't see, and then they come to you. Then they come to you wanting you to help them because you have a discernment, that spirit of discernment. You understand what they're going through. You understand, even though they don't understand, you understand what they're going through and why they're going through what they're going through. And then what happens is that you say, you know what, you are able to help them. Some people are realizing that their calling is to counsel. You can listen to people's problems, that you can help them out, and you can point them in the next direction that they need to go in. And so it's important that we understand our calling. Your gifts might be to listen. Your calling might be something bigger than that. You know, so during this time, people in America, and I believe not just in America, all over the world, are tired of just living a life where they're just wondering, what am I supposed to do? They're tired of the same mundane. They want to have purpose. So during this time, as you guys seek God for yourselves, as you guys pray for yourselves, as you guys are out there praying and believing that God will bless you and show you the way for yourself, also know that God hears your prayers, that God indeed will bless you, that God indeed has not forgotten you, that God can do all those different things that you've been praying that he would do for you in your life. So that's the biggest thing that I want you guys to remember and to know for yourselves about the difference between your calling and your gift. Your calling is the main purpose that you are created to do, you are created for. That's your calling. The greatest thing. Your gifts, to me, are like subtitles. They're things that help along the way. But the bigger picture, to me, is your calling. Whatever it is that you've been called to do. Some people have been called to preach. Some people have been called to evangelize. Some people have been called to pastor. Some people have been called to teach. Some people have been called to evangelize. And be like an apostle. So some people's gifting will make room for you to do that thing that you need to do. Some of you are supposed to be ministers. You know, you're kind of running away from your calling. But at the same time, this is the time for you to make whatever change that needs to be made. And God is willing to do that, and God wants to do that. You know, for those of you who've been trying to call in, thank you for your patience. You can email me at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. gwriteonline@yahoo.com. And one of the things that I will make sure that I will do is that I will answer your emails, and we can discuss this again on Thursday from 6 to 7. And for those, if you'd like to check out my official website, it's gwriteonline.com. And then on MySpace, it's myspace.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show, and or myspace.com/ G Wright Sing. I just wanted to say thank you guys. I appreciate you guys for tuning into the Heart of Love Radio Show, for making this show a favorite of yours, and please tell your friends about this show. Right now we're under development, and we're thinking about changing the time of the show so that I can have more participation. I do know that some of you guys do check the show, you do blog the show, and you come back and you download it at a later time. I just wanted to say personally I appreciate all you guys for tuning in. I appreciate your loyalty, and I appreciate your prayers, because I'm telling you guys, today we're at a time right now where we can't do it. I can't do it without you. You know, you can't do it without me. We can't do it without each other. But with Christ, with God, all things are possible. So if you are in a place right now where you are desiring God to touch your life, where you're desiring God to show you direction, you're praying for direction, you're praying and saying, God, I need for you to show me some direction. This is the time. This is your time. This is your opportunity to walk in the things of God. This is your time to be the person God's called you to be. This is your time to go for it. This is your time to do everything that God's been calling you to do. And for some of you, you know, you've been just distraught. You know, I listen to some of the emails, and I read some of the emails, and I listen to what people are saying around me. And so many people are at a place right now where they just don't know which direction to turn in. People don't know which way to go. They don't know if they should go to the left. They don't know if they should go to their right. And they're lost. What I want to encourage you today is this. You don't have to be lost. You know, I want to encourage you today. And think about this. So that when we come back together on Thursday to discuss this, you will have spent some time thinking about it. What are your gifts? What things come naturally to you? What things come with no problem at all? That's a gift. Don't get your gift mixed up with your calling. Your calling is your ultimate thing, that larger picture, that umbrella. Again, for those who are just tuning in, you might have the gift of dance, but your calling might be to save children. Your calling might be to help pass laws that protect children. We all have a part to play in this universe, in this world. And I think in this season, if we'll be open to what God is doing in our lives, if we'll be open to the changes that he wants to make in our lives, we're going to see God really, really change our lives in this season. There's some of you out there, God has called you and told you that you need to give up chasing after people, and just stop and follow him. You know, preach. Our lives is a sermon. The way we live our life is a sermon. It's a way to touch somebody. It's a way to touch someone. So I just want to encourage you today to know the difference between your gifts and your calling. Your gifts and your calling. Your gifts, what comes naturally, your calling, your purpose for living. We all have a purpose in the universe. Find out what your purpose is. Your purpose is not my purpose. The road you have to walk down might not be the road that I have to walk down. But if we understand and we know where we are in our lives, we'll definitely make a difference. I just want to say God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning into the Heart of Love Radio Show. And don't forget to check me out again on Thursday. We have some slamming music and some interviews. You know, each show is a little different. So I appreciate you guys for your patience and for listening. And don't forget to send me a shout-out at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Don't forget to check out my CD, All Things Are Possible, on CD Baby and at iTunes. And it will be coming to a store near you very soon. God bless.